Well, I want to sort of explain the way that I'm approaching this podcast, and maybe this is the introduction. The way that I'm approaching this conversation is to talk about podcasts that I'm really enjoying right now, but also try to be really specific about why I think they might be of benefit to our listeners. Like, what's in it for founders? What sort of helps sort of illuminate the founder experience beyond like, hey, this is a cool podcast. It's interesting. You should listen to it. So in some cases, I'm talking about the podcast series that I like, but I'm also trying to like target specific episodes that I think would be most relevant and most interesting. So before we get going, though, I have to tell you this funny story. So you know, of course, that I wrote that brief ebook about retreats, specifically about retreats for founders. So I was emailing back and forth with someone over the last couple of weeks about preparing for a speaking engagement, and the person had an autoresponder on when I emailed this week, and it said, I'm on a retreat with a small group of colleagues, and I'll be out of, you know, off the grid basically for a couple of days. I'll get back with you on this date, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh my goodness, that's so great. They're taking a small retreat. I'm so glad. I can't wait to talk to him about it. It's going to be amazing. And then I found out through a mutual friend between this person and I that this person was a Burning Man.
Nice. I was like, that's a retreat. That's some kind of retreat. Holy mackerel. Wait, with a few of his friends? That seems 75,000 of my closest friends.
A few
friends.
Colleagues.
Nice. That's awesome.
So I think I should start working on the, you know, the like outline for the Zen Founder Guide to Retreats, part two, Burning Man.
Burning Man. Yep. How to maximize Burning Man. That's great. I love it.
I mean, it is a real way to step away from the daily grind. I've got to give it
for
that.
Sure. Doesn't quite fit the model of what you put in your retreat book, but hey, maybe you're not keeping up with the time. You know, maybe that's the new retreat, the new founder retreat.
I guess I'm like really out of touch with that like emotional well-being thing.
For sure.
We plan to talk through the issues faced by startup founders and the people close to them.
That overused phrase, work-life balance.
It is an amazingly focusing time.
What we do, you know, aside from our families, this is our whole work life.
I am also known as Dr. Walling.
You know, this woman, non-traditional,
a little more zen in the startup life.
Zen founder.
Those days were a mental struggle.
I have been stressed in the past, and I know that I will be in the future.
A founder and his or her significant other will both get value from the episode.
Okay, so today's podcast is about podcasts. Rob and I have been outlining and talking about some podcasts that we have been enjoying. Obviously, y'all know that we are in the process of moving, so our podcasts are our friends right now. I, in particular, have had lots of days at home, you know, organizing books and hanging curtains and those kinds of things. So I've caught up on some great podcasts and have really found some new ones that I'm enjoying during the season of life. So we wanted to talk about some of our favorites, but also talk about why they are helpful to, or potentially helpful to you, our listeners. So I have three or four that I can chat about, and Rob, you have a couple as well. Why don't you kick us off? What's a podcast that has really got you going these days?
I think yours are more merging psychology and entrepreneurship and other things. Some of mine are a little more founder focused, but I've tried not to pick just the obvious ones like This Week in Startups or the stuff that just everybody's going to know about and everybody's going to listen to. There's a couple that I've really been into lately, and I feel like I go, you know, I ebb and flow with podcasts in terms of some of them just grip me right at the right time, and they're talking about the right thing that I'm going through, and it just makes a lot of sense. And then 6 months later, it's just not resonating as much. And then 6 months later, it is again. And so I find that I fall kind of in and out of listening and loving certain podcasts. But one that I'm really liking right now is David Cancel's podcast. It's called Seeking Wisdom, and it's basically him. And I think it's like, you know, the marketing director or whatever at his new startup Drift. And the reason, I mean, it's like, I think Drift is like 8 people right now. So it's just kind of the guy who's heading up marketing, I think. And they have conversations about things. I find that the topics they're discussing have decent alignment with what I'm up to. There's a lot of product focus, and then they'll talk about the mental side of things. And then they had an episode where it was talking about like exercise, and then they had one about the book by Bill Walsh, which is The Score Takes Care of Itself. And I'm sure it's coincidentally, but like maybe a month ago, Mike and I recorded a whole podcast episode on Startups with the Rest of Us about that exact book. So I just feel like we're running in lockstep, and there's a lot of wisdom coming out of that. I like a lot of things about it. One, David Kensel is like a 5-time founder, and he's exited all of these businesses. I think 4 of them have been SaaS. I mean, he is like one of the premier founders. I mean, he just knows what he's doing. He's also pretty humble about it, which I think is kind of cool. And I like that it's titled Seeking Wisdom, implying that it's almost a dual implication, I think, right? When I'm listening, I'm seeking wisdom from them, but you can tell that they are also in the perpetual state of seeking wisdom themselves.
I haven't listened to that podcast, but I really like the title as well. It does balance this sense of humility with the sense that I believe that the wisdom is always being acquired, like that we're always learning, that we're always growing, that we're always becoming wise, that that's never something we arrive at and we're done. So that sort of nod to the emerging nature of wisdom and the emerging nature of knowledge, I think is really, really a cool title.
Yep. So there's this Albert Einstein quote. This is actually, spoiler alert, I'm getting this tattooed on my arm soon, but the quote is wisdom. I've told you this before. The quote is, wisdom is not a product of schooling, but of the lifelong attempt to acquire it. That's an Einstein quote.
That's a long quote. Where are you going to put that?
You and I talked about this. You showed me where to put it, right on the elbow. So I backed the Kickstarter. Shocker, I backed a Kickstarter. But it was a Kickstarter for a font that is Albert Einstein's handwriting. It's called the Einstein handwriting font. And so I have that quote typed out in his handwriting.
Okay, well, we're going to have to come back to this after we record.
All right, cool.
So, Seeking Wisdom and Rob's future tattoos. Is there a particular episode that you really like or that got you hooked on the podcast?
Really the first 5, because they talk about that there's this whole theory on how to build product teams, not even a theory, just David's approach to doing it. And we were just, Derek and I were at that time, we're just struggling, not even struggling, but starting to like talk through how are we going to do this? How are we going to scale this up? We don't want a team of 10 engineers working on a product. And they like addressed it right in there. So there's some pretty fascinating stuff in those, you know, the first 5 to 6 episodes. They're short too. I mean, some of their episodes are like less than 10 minutes. Long ones are like 15 to 20. So when I say 5 to 6 episodes, it's at 1.5 or double speed. It's like one drive into work and you can get through several of them. How about you? What do you have?
One of the podcasts that I've been listening to lately is an NPR podcast called The Hidden Brain. And it's hosted by a journalist named Shankar Venkatam. I think I'm saying that correctly. He tells stories in really unique ways. So they're usually sort of interviews with actual people spliced in with interviews with experts in the area of psychology or economics or statistics. And he's looking at ways that sort of cognitive science, neuroscience, psychology is applied to everyday life. But obviously, he's telling stories in really interesting ways. So it's a really nice dose of kind of recent cutting edge science with applied interesting storytelling. I like this podcast, particularly for founders, because there are some episodes that have a really nice interplay between psychology and technology. Like he, you know, does one episode about teams at Google or the way that our brain sort of functions in response to the 2X or 3X economy of Uber. And then there's a couple other episodes about Airbnb and other things that are sort of related to those of us who are interested in technology kinds of activities. But there's also, again, I think this just really helpful, high quality synopsis of science related to all things psychology and brain, like grit or prejudice or how we make decisions. And I think it's also a shorter podcast. It's maybe 20 minutes or so and really packs a lot of knowledge and information for the time investment that it requires.
That's cool. Do you have a specific episode or two you can recommend?
I mean, I think the topics that I mentioned that are more related to technology are good ones. One of the ones that I really loved was Your Brain on Uber, which is also really very much about decision making. There's also one about misbehavior, which I really liked. It was about how we as people sort of calculate behavior and the decisions that guide our like minor behavior choices. And then another one that is interesting is one about, it's called dream jobs. And it's a psychologist at Yale who has some really unique ways to think about how we think about work, whether we think about it as a job or a career or a calling, and different ways of measuring purpose at work that I think would be of interest to founders, founders who are supervising people, but also founders who are thinking about the intricacies of their own sense of vocation or calling to do the work that they're doing.
Super cool. I haven't even heard of this one. I can't believe you haven't brought it up to me. This sounds pretty interesting.
What else are you listening to?
Podcast number two. So I'm continuing to dig 99% Invisible. And I kind of mentioned this, you know, every time I do a podcast roundup or I get asked about podcasts that folks aren't mentioning a lot, 99% Invisible was Roman Mars, which is this dude that lives in Oakland, I think. And he was just doing this thing out of his apartment. And he was putting out an episode a month or something, but it's fantastically produced. You know, it's these 15 to 20 minute episodes, NPR quality stuff. And then sure enough, he gets funding. He starts appearing on a bunch of NPR stations. And he did either like a Kickstarter or some type of crowdfunding thing and raised a bunch of money to enough to hire like a few people on staff.
Yeah, he did a super successful Kickstarter.
Yeah. And I don't remember. It was a lot of money. I backed it, of course. Spoiler alert. I back Kickstarters.
You have a Kickstarter obsession.
Yeah, no, but it's only, you know, I'm down to one a day or something back in the Kickstarter. No, I'm not.
Okay, so Roman Mars. Who has the world's best name, by the way?
Yeah, I want that name, right? If you're, that's like the best podcaster name. Or surfer, or...
baseball player.
European Explorer. Yeah, these are epic. So anyways, it's a really good podcast. The cool thing about it, so the name is 99% Invisible, and the podcast focuses, it's these short episodes, tends to be between 10 and 20 minutes, and I think they're now weekly since he has the staff. But they examine things that are around us that are mostly invisible. So there's an entire episode about like freeway underpasses and like how they came to be and the design process behind that. And there's some architecture mixed in. There's kind of design of notebooks and paper, or there's like a look at this building and how it was architected to do a certain thing. And so the way I'm describing it sounds maybe a little boring if you're not into architecture, but they make it extremely palatable and really interesting. So it's along the lines of, you know, a This American Life, a Planet Money, I don't know, Radiolab. Like it's that well produced that they can pretty much talk about anything. And I listen through and I'll see the topic sometimes and I'm like, I do not want to learn about like why the, I don't remember, they did the San Francisco flag or something at one point. I'm like, I just don't care about this. And I listen through it and I'm like, man, I really care about that. Like they make you care about it. So it's a lesson in making something interesting and entertaining as much as just educating yourself on interesting things.
I feel like the whole podcast is about learning how to see in a different way. Like it is making visible invisible things, right? 99% invisible. It's helping you learn to notice and observe the world in ways that most of us don't unless we have that particular aesthetic or architectural bent or that kind of training. So I also listen to it. I'm not as kind of caught up as you. I don't listen to it as often as you do, but I like it as an exercise in learning how to see differently.
Well said. That was a much more poetic way of saying it than I did.
And it's a really nice segue into the other podcast that I have really loved lately, which is called Invisibilia. And it is also about seeing what is not visible, except instead of the built environment, it's looking at ideas, beliefs, assumptions, and emotions that shape human life. So again, very strong kind of psychology bent here. Great storytelling. This is also an NPR produced podcast. And a little bit less kind of science than in Hidden Brain. It's a lot more narrative and anecdote, but sound, like sound ideas, and I think well-vetted and fact-checked premise behind their episodes. Yeah, one of the episodes that I found to be really powerful that was part of season two, which was out this summer, is an episode entitled The Problem with the Solution. And it took a very different, like a dramatically different perspective on how we think about and care for people who are mentally ill. And it looked at this community, like a small town, I think in the Netherlands, that is a place that is a haven for people with mental illness, where those folks are really just integrated into the community as if they are quote unquote normal. So it was a way of kind of turning like, how do we solve the problem of mental illness? And turning that question around in a different way of how do we help our society not see this as a problem. I mean, it's nuanced, but I think it's definitely worth a listen, especially for folks who have people in their family who are struggling with mental illness, with serious depression, or things like schizophrenia or bipolar disorder. It also, I think, lent a lot of compassion and, again, this just different way of seeing what ostensibly is a problem and just ask, sort of thinking about it in its opposite reality. And I think that's a good exercise for any of us who are trying to be kind of cognitively flexible and intelligent. But I also think that's a really important thing for founders to be able to do, because when things seem like the solution can't be found, to kind of flip the question around, I think is really a helpful skill. There's also an episode of Invisibilia from season one called Our Computers Ourselves, which looks at sort of the dynamic relationship between technology and human life. And I think it's a great episode and definitely worth a listen for founders and for all folks who are interested in technology related conversations.
Yeah, I've listened to maybe two or three episodes of Invisibilia so far based on your recommendation, and I've found it quite interesting. It really has. It brings me into topics that I am not necessarily thinking about and makes it interesting and kind of educational and palatable. So I've enjoyed it quite a bit. So my next podcast is actually two podcasts. I kind of think in my mind, these are kind of like sister podcasts.
I think this is sort of cheating. You're only supposed to do three.
I know, but I'm putting two in one entry. So one is called Zero to Scale. One is called Bootstrapped Web. And what I like about them is they're kind of just casual conversations between two founders. Zero to Scale is Justin McGill and Greg Hewitt. And Bootstrapped Web is Jordan Gall and Brian Castle. And they're basically talking back and forth about their businesses, the challenges, things they faced, how they're growing. And what I like about it and why I think it's relevant to founders is these are really pretty raw looks at what it takes to grow a business. So you can go out and you can listen to the Startup Podcast by Gimlet Media, and you can hear one take on what it's like to grow a business. And I feel like it's an extremely kind of, you know, what do you call it? It's like pop version of a startup. It's like the Shark Tank kind of reality TV show thing. And as much as I like Alex Bloomberg, I've liked, you know, all the work he's done, Startup, that podcast is super entertaining, but it glosses over so much of the realities of just how much it sucks, you know, and how boring it is and the slog part of it. And I don't know, it's kind of like, hey, and then 2 weeks later I raised $5 million or whatever. And it's just the typical kind of Silicon Valley story, I feel like. Whereas Zero to Scale and Bootstrap Web really parallel my experience of doing this. I started launching stuff almost 16 years ago. And just everything that's said on these podcasts, it's like, yep, either I've been there, I'm there currently, or I bet I'll be there at some point. And that's how I feel. It also helps that I know all four of these guys, and I know that they're legit and that they're growing businesses and hammering these things out. Some of them have been speakers at MicroConf. I'm actually angel investors in two of them. I just realized that as I was saying, Justin McGill and Jordan.
And they've both been guests on this podcast, I should point out.
Totally. That's right. And so there's just a lot of, I think these are really solid kind of inside looks at founders who are working on, it's either productized services or SaaS apps. And if you go back, I mean, you'll hear them all the way almost from inception, you know, in terms of their apps, where it's like, I'm doing $5 a month right now, you know, and then some of them are doing 35, 40K now a month. And you hear the whole journey as they're going along. So it's definitely not along the lines of 99% Invisible and Seeking Wisdom in terms of, I mean, I guess there's some parallels with content, but these are ones that I tend to listen to pretty regularly. And as I like to hear the journey they're on.
Sounds like you got a lot of value from the content as well as just the connection with their stories and what they're talking about and the commiseration, whether it's, you know, it's through your headphones with what they're going through.
Solidarity.
Okay, so my last recommendation is Revisionist History. And I say this a little bit with the anticipation of you going to hate on Malcolm Gladwell, because I know you're not necessarily a fan.
No, that's not true. At all. I've read a bunch of his books and I think he's very good.
Okay. Well, never mind. I'll speak freely then. So he just finished the first season of his podcast called Revisionist History, where he takes a fairly recent or kind of in the news story and looks at it in a really different way. There were a lot of really interesting podcasts in this 10 episode season, but the two that really stood out to me was one called The Blame Game, in which he took a detailed look at the sort of Toyota recall. Do you remember that Toyota recall about people's accelerators getting stuck? And there was like this whole conversation about the floor mats or what might be causing this problem. And he takes a pretty compelling look at the science. And there's a lot of government reports that are published alongside the episode. And basically the reality of that crisis may not have much to do with Toyota at all, but may have had much more to do with human error. And basically, like, people confusing the accelerator and the brake, which sounds like a mind-blowingly sort of simple revision. And perhaps it's not true at all, but man, it's a very compelling story. And it's like very interesting to follow this logic through. And I think the thing that I like, not only about that episode, but about this podcast in general, is that it really is sort of hard hitting about the fact that, like, we as people just don't get it right. And it's so easy to get it wrong and to misunderstand events and information. And I think whether he's trying to or not, the podcast really breeds this sense of humility and curiosity without dogma, without, you know, believing that we completely know or understand sort of events the way that we assume we do. Another episode that he did that I found really interesting was called The Satire Paradox. And he talked a lot about Stephen Colbert and Tina Fey and people who are doing really powerful political satire, but the way in which that satire is not actually that powerful because it errs too much on the side of funny and it's sort of like universally appreciated. So it has a lot to do with how we understand the role that satire plays as a check or as a corrective to power and not as a form of entertainment. So anyway, I just found it to be very smart and very interesting. And the 10 stories that he told were all very different, but they wove together pretty well to form a really nice cohesive season.
Yeah, I love the concept of questioning things that we kind of all take for granted, or just the concept of how he's relooking at things that happened that we either have never heard of. I mean, there's something, I forget what the first episode's about, but I remember I just didn't even know the story, and he kind of tells the story and tells how everyone understood it. And then he goes back and tells why that was incorrect. And then I could tell the Toyota Prius episode, I haven't listened to it yet, I could tell that was coming up, and I figured he would kind of point out, you know, the fallacy of all the news reports and all the, I mean, I love the critical look at how the media reports things, right? And kind of what this mob mentality, I guess is a negative way of saying it, is all of us are so busy doing our lives and just hearing sound bites that if you hear this one thing of, oh, suddenly the Prius brakes don't work. I mean, you hear that, it's hard to forget that. And I imagine he dives in and kind of points out, like, if someone had actually looked at this, maybe this wouldn't have been the case.
People did look at it. I think that's what's also compelling. It's like, these are sort of known, this is known information. It just gets lost in the sort of news media, or in the, what do they call that? The 24-hour news cycle.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're sort of at time. We should wrap up, but, like, super quickly, what other titles would you throw out there for podcasts that you're enjoying right now?
Yeah, I had a couple others. One is called Rocketship.fm. They've kind of changed their format to go after a more NPR-oriented produce format. And then I have
Matt and Joel, right?
It is Matt and Joel, yep.
Okay.
I like their recent series. And then the Startup Podcast by Gimlet Media, which, for better or worse, and how I described it earlier, it is a very entertaining and well-produced podcast. Alex Bloomberg knows how to tell stories.
Absolutely.
How about you?
My, like, really geeky edition is called More Perfect, which is a Radiolab spinoff all about the human stories behind the Supreme Court. It's so interesting to me. I learned a lot, and yeah, good human stories. Radiolab, I love. I'm a fan. I listen to all of them. And of course, This American Life, I listen to all of them. I also regularly listen to On Being, which is Krista Tippett interviewing lots of different kinds of smart, creative thinkers about kind of how to live well and how to be, how to be or not be, but mostly be. You should get that tattooed on your arm.
That is the question. How to be or not be? That is the question. People be like, did you read it? Is that an odd translation? It's like folks who get the Hebrew tattoo, but it's upside down by accident.
Right. Or like the Chinese or Japanese lettering that's like incorrect and says something like goat monkey or
owner, not very smart.
My goat went to Burning Man.
Right.
All right. Well, that's enough fun for now. Thanks for listening to this episode of Zen Founder. Our theme song is A New Beginning by bensound.com, used under Creative Commons.